Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 449, Japan Top 10, October 2022 Countdown. My name is Lydia, and with me today is...
Tassie! Hi, everybody!
Woo!
Woo!
We have some great new songs for you this month, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy this month's countdown.
Before we start, here are some announcements. So, have you ever thought of wanting to join our team? We are urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts, to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
We're going to get right into the countdown with our first song of the episode. We have Free, Free, Free featuring Ikuta Lilis by Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra.
Number 10.
このためだったと初めてだったのに感じてた強いノスタルジどうして僕たちは
Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra is a Japanese ska and jazz band formed in 1988 by the percussionist Asa Chang and initially composed of over 10 veterans of the Tokyo underground scene.
Ikuda Liz, also known as Ikuda, is a singer-songwriter and a member of YOASOBI.
The song was composed by the band's trumpet player, Nargo, with lyrics by baritone sax player Atsushi Yanaka, who notes Ikuda's vocals, which could be called for the voice of the times, gave us a lot of genuine musical inspiration.
Do you remember last episode you were talking about the ska genre?
I know.
And then, bam.
And I, now that you told me, like, in the beginning, like, oh yeah, you might see, like, people you like, I'm like, man, this is, like, such a nice surprise, because I haven't heard of a Tokyo Ska Paradise song in a while.
Yeah.
Not just because, like, they haven't released anything. I just haven't, like, really sought out to go watch their... or listen to their music, and it's like such a nice surprise that, you know, the voice of the group we love so much, YOASOBI, is singing. It's so good.
Yeah, I'm so surprised. Like, it's such an interesting contrast because her voice is very smooth to me, and then the music is very like sharp and jazzy and all that stuff.
Totally. Yeah, it's a nice change because, you know, YOASOBI music is mostly like J-pop music, while this goes through the realm of jazz-ish percussionist, you know, the whole like wind instruments that I feel like people should listen more. You know, jazz has a very interesting melody, a very interesting like music direction in general, and yeah, there's something that like there's of course uniqueness to the song, but there's like something that feels like refreshing as well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I like it too. I like how in the music video all the other the orchestra is like performing around her, and then you get to see everyone play their instruments. I think it was really cool.
It's so cool. Yeah, and then it's like, and Ikuta, like in the music video, like, she's wearing a style of clothing that you normally do not see in her other performances and stuff like that. It's like super red and bold and like also strong as well. And she's like, she's just grooving the whole time with the music too. She's like dancing and like, it's great. I love it.
I love it too.
At number 9, new on our list is Shino Kate Yoroshika.
Number 9. 夕日を飲み込んだコップがルビーみたいだ飲みかけの土曜のせいか掴んぼテーブルに置いて花瓶の白い花優しすぎて枯れたみたいだ本当に大事だったのに
そろそろ変えなければ本当に綺麗だねこれから先のもっと先を置いた地図はないんだろうか迷いはしないだろうかそれでいいから
This song took some inspiration from Andre Gide's prose poem, The Fruits of the Earth, and some parts of the lyrics are directly referencing the poem. Andre Gide is a French author and won the Nobel Prize in 1947.
Yoroshika is a Japanese rock duo founded in 2017, composed of Enbuna, a Vocaloid music producer and female vocalist Sui.
They often explore ideas such as love and human emotion, and draw works of literature including Masuji Ibuse and Jules Verne.
Man,
this is such a calming song.
So calming, and it's just like such a stark contrast to like what we were just listening to now.
Yeah,
it's like the song earlier was like so upbeat but jazzy, and now it's just like we're back to pop again.
This is like. Yeah. Such a song I would listen to like walking around and just like admiring nature, and I just feel so comforted by this song.
Or like, you know, I'm just painting this like scenario, but it's like a song that you can listen as like maybe you have like a day to yourself and you're making yourself as the protagonist to your own like life for the day
yeah,
being,
I can
you're
see
just walking
that.
Around
yeah because the song is all about kind of your dreams and like what you want to do, and just it's focusing on you, so I can definitely see that. And it's I love it. So
I know, so I nice. I know, I really love Sui's voice. And like remember like how last year I was so obsessed with their other song that came out?
Yes.
I think it's called, in English, it's called Spring Thief.
Mm-hmm.
I was so obsessed with it. I'm still obsessed with it now, but probably this song might be the next song I might be obsessed with.
Ooh,
as well.
Oh, there's
that's a big statement.
Yeah, it is. I think for me, this song hits a little bit more than Spring Thief, just because of the calm, like, vibe it gives, like. It's just like how I feel these days. Just like, I just want to have a comforting, peaceful life. That kind of feeling.
What a dream. Honestly, what a dream.
Yeah, this song was all about opening doors and following your dreams. So our next song is going to continue that path with Door of Glory by Hirai Dai.
Number 8.
Hirai Dai is a Japanese pop and folk singer whose song is inspired by Hawaiian music.
He inherited his love for surf culture from his father and received his first ukulele from his grandmother when he was 3 years old. He began composing music at the age of 17 when he got music software from his father.
A style change occurred in 2016 in which he gave up his characteristic long hair and dreadlocks and also toned down his music to a more acoustic style.
It is very, like, chill.
I feel like I've heard his other songs in the past.
Same here. I feel like his name is familiar, but I can never pinpoint the songs.
Yeah. I think I'm watching the music video right now, and I know, like, it's supposed to be kind of like an inspirational song, but I can't stop.
The cowboy hat?
I can't stop grinning and kind of chuckling at seeing the cowboy hat. Yeah, exactly, the cowboy
hat. I
knew
it.
It's like so Texan.
Yeah, it's so, like giving so a country feel, but the song is not country.
It's not at all. The song is like modern, chill pop. I don't know how to exactly say it, but it's like it has a lot of synth into it, and I know he's playing the acoustic guitar. But I don't hear the acoustic part of it.
Me
I'm
too.
So sorry.
I mean, I think it's like a very I think the vibe he's going for is inspirational, right? With like the baseball theme and like summer and like training and all that stuff. But maybe that's just his aesthetic right now. Remember, he said he gave up his characteristic long hair and he's now like into a country look.
Because like initially he's from Hawaii, right? From what we were reading earlier.
It looks that way, yes.
Yeah, so like, yeah. Oh, he's inspired by Hawaiian music. Okay.
I think he might be born in Tokyo. Yes, in Tokyo.
Yeah, he's inspired by Hawaiian music. Okay, so like, maybe he's just like moved on to another like American subculture.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's it.
Okay. Okay, our next song at number 7, staying at the same spot from last ranking, is Glitter by Sumika.
Number 7.
Sumika is a Japanese rock band from Kawasaki, Kanagawa, which is affiliated with Sony Music Entertainment Japan. The band formed as an indie rock band in 2013 before being signed to a major label in 2018.
The group's name is derived from the Japanese word sumika, residence, and refers to their desire of its member to consider the band as their house or their room.
The song Glitter is used as the second opening theme for the new animated show Kakko no Inazuke, A Couple of Cuckoos.
It kind of reminds me of the opening for Wotakoi.
Oh, really?
Like just the vibes of it, but of course not like musically it's not like it, but
I don't know. I can see that. It was like very upbeat and happy, cheerful.
Super, super cheerful, super anime boy, very anime-like.
It's very Kira Kira, very glittery.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it, though? Because for me, I think it sounds quite generic for a Sumika song, but I don't know.
I have to agree, actually. Nothing really stands out for me in this song. But yeah, I think maybe it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I feel the same way too. Maybe it's one of those like songs where you have to listen to it multiple times and then it might grow onto you type of thing. Because that's like how I felt with the song, is it Mixed Nuts by Higedan?
You're giving the listeners a sneak peek. A sneak peek!
Well, look forward to that.
Before we get into the rest of the episode, we have an announcement to make. Do you want to advertise on our podcast, market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Do you want to reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget? Find out the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Next up at number 6, we have an old band making a comeback. We have Velvet Poem by Back Number.
Number 6. 心が擦り切れてギシギシときしむ音が聞こえないように大きな声で歌おう理不尽が多すぎていつの間にかそれに慣れて僕は自由だともう忘れてしまいそう ああうるさく拙く産声のように遠く響けあるがままの姿で自分のままで生きさせて決して楽ではないがきっと人生は素晴らしい青くさいなんて綺麗事だって言われてもいいんだ夢見る空はいつだって青い色でいよう人はいない追いかけてくる震えを振りほどくように誰もが走っている人がさ繊細ででもとても残酷だってこと僕もそうだと実はもう知っているああ嫌だ悲しいね痛みを抱きしめて進めあるがままの姿で自分のままで生きさせて正直者はバカを見るがきっと人生は素晴らしいくだらないなんてくだらない無駄なことだって言われてもいいんだ下を見ないでひたすら登っていけたらギシギシときしむ音が聞こえないように大きな声で歌おうあるがままの姿で自分のままで生きさせて努力は実りづらいがきっと人生は素晴らしい泥臭いなんて泥臭いだから 僕は僕だと自分の声で歌おう変わりはいないと自分の声で歌おう
Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004 that consists of Iori Shimizu, he is the lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima, bass guitars and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara, who plays drums.
The group's biggest hit is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart.
Velvet Poem is used as the theme song for the new 2022 movie Akira and Akira. This movie is starring Ryoma Takeuchi and Ryusei Yokohama.
Shizumi stated, "Perhaps it is born as a song that we all need now."
Wow, that's a very bold statement. Like, this is a song we need right now. But maybe I need to read the translated lyrics for me to see if it's the song that we need now.
I think it's just telling you to that there are better days, pain, you might feel it's painful now, but there are things to look forward to, that kind of thing. So maybe he's talking about the pandemic.
Probably.
I have no idea, really.
Yeah, I barely read the lyrics because I'm just listening to the music now. But now that I'm zooming back and forth from the music video, it's super scenic, beautiful lighting. But yeah, Back Number has always been in the game in Japanese music, and it's quite nice to see them back.
Yeah.
But in terms of if I favor this song, I'm so partial to their old music that I feel like this one is not as great as it's not as great as Christmas Song, and then there's another song that I really like as well. I think it's called Happy End.
Oh, I think that was very popular too.
Yeah, so popular. So maybe this is one of those songs that I have to listen multiple times to end up liking it. But yeah, it's a solid song.
Yeah, I think it's like a powerhouse ballad. Not powerhouse ballad, like a pop rock ballad, and they always do what they do good, which is doing these uplifting ballads and stuff. But like you said, I also don't feel like it's as strong as some of their old songs, but that's okay. I think it's hard to always top, I guess, your old songs if your biggest hit was Christmas Song, which was huge back in the day. And it's nice that they're still making music, right? Since 2004, which is almost over 20 years of being in the industry, which is crazy.
Yeah. Before we continue our countdown, I have another announcement. Have you ever thought of showcasing your music, especially if you are a Japanese music indie artist? Well, if you want some exposure, you can get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola, N-O-L-A, at jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Okie dokie, thank you for listening to the small little advertisement, and let's continue with our countdown. Staying at number 5 is the song Habit by Sekai no Owari.
Number 5. この世の中に種類の人間がいるとかいう君たちが標的権持ってるやつと持てないやつとかちゃんとやるやつとやってないやつとか陰キャ陽キャ君らは分類しないとどうにも落ち着かない気づかない本能の外側を覗いてかない気分が乗らないつまりそれはそんなシンプルじゃないもっと曖昧で繊細で不明瞭な何か例えば持ってるのに出せないやつやってるのにいけないやつ持ってるのに悟ったふりして透かしてる血に不安になっちゃったりするやつ所詮あんたはギフテッド私は普通の主婦テストそれはいいでしょう素晴らしいんでしょう不可能の証明の完成なんじゃない夢を持ってなんて言ってないそんな無責任になりはしないただそ
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Sakae no Owari, literally translated to End of the World, is a Japanese pop band originating from Tokyo. The band was formed in 2005 and has four members, Nakajin, Fukase, Saori, and DJ Love.
Since their debut, the band has released five albums and various singles as well as featuring in their own documentary, Tokyo Fantasy.
Sakae no Owari returns to the top of the charts for the first time in about 7 years. The last time the four-member band hit number one on the Japan Hot 100 was with SOS back in 2015.
The band has dropped the music video for Habit, a bouncy upbeat track that was specially written as the theme song of the live-action movie Holic.
It's such a funky, like, rap, hip-hop kind of song.
This song a few months ago was so popular on TikTok.
Like was I was it?
Talking. Yes, I was talking with this with our other co-host in the podcast, Christine, and it's like this song is always on. it's on Japanese TikTok for some reason.
Like what kind of what do you call it? Challenges or like hashtags do they have to hear this song? Like is there any dance challenge or something?
Yeah, there's like a little funky dance
going
with it, and sometimes like a lot of high school Japanese kids, they like to use it just as like a background music for their silly videos that they do as you know, the shenanigans of high schoolers. But yeah, I like this song. I like how like addicting the beat is.
Oh yes, I can definitely see that. It's crazy. Maybe it's TikTok that also helped it push it to number one again.
Totally.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but from last time I read the excerpt for the facts of this song, they heavily advertised this song on TikTok, and that's why it got even more popular than it is.
That's really interesting. Yeah, this song has, like you said, like it has a repetitive element that that would make it really catchy and addictive.
Oh, totally. Yeah, honestly, if I didn't know this was a holic song, it's just like, I don't know, like for those who've never watched Holic, it's a anime/manga by the ever so talented group of mangaka Clamp.
Yes.
And the story wise, it's kind of dark, kind of gothic like a bit. And like hearing the contrast of like this music, is like, if I were to like compare this song to like colors, I would just say that this song is just like colorful, like no specific color for this particular song. Like, cause like Holic is more like the tones are very like moody in the both in the anime and also in the manga wise. And like also the characters, so it's like it's kind of interesting how like this so upbeat song is like paired with this beloved franchise.
That's an interesting take. I didn't really think about it that way. I was like, whoa. I think for me, the song is just, I think the music is like really catchy, but I think the lyrics hit hard for me because there's like, it just makes you think. It's like, and I think the lyrics really fit the theme of the movie and the series pretty well, which is it's interesting. Yeah, but I never really thought about the colors of the song, which is
like a visual imagination type. I don't know, just a vibe.
I think that's interesting. Yeah, I think there's like there's some people who can see colors in music. And I can't remember what that thing is called.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what the term is.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me just Google it. Because, synesthesia. Synesthesia.
Oh, I don't think I don't have like that vivid of a like an imagine like seeing it in my head type of thing. But like, you know, there's some things you can like imagine, like, oh yeah, this is like a very like warm type of like that type of thing.
Okay, I'm curious to see what your thoughts are for the next song. Coming at number four, we have Mixed Nuts by Official Hige Dandyism.
Number four.
そこに紛れ込んだ僕らはピーナッツ
みたいに日の海のふりしながら微笑み浮かべる幸せのテンプレートの上もう一人絵に描いた上辺の裏テーブルを囲み手を合わすその時さえありのままではいられないまま「そんな時こそ曲がりなりでよかったらそばにいさせて」「共にいられ揺られ踏まれても割れない殻みたいになるから」「生まれた場所が木の上か地面の中かそれだけの違い」「許されないほどにドライな」等しく雨が湿らせますように時に冷たくて騒がしい窓の向こう You know 星の一つも見つからない雷に満ちた日があってもいいミスだらけアドリブ任せのしょうがないの所詮ひとかけの日常
Official Hige Danism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara, who is the lead vocal and pianist, Daisuke Ozasa, lead guitarist and backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki, bass, saxophone, and backing vocals, and Asaki Matsuda, the drumist, percussionist, and backing vocals.
The band released the second single, Pretender, which ranked at number 3 on the year-end chart of Billboard Japan Hot 100 in 2019.
Some other hit songs include Cry Baby, the opening to the anime Tokyo Revengers, and Anarchy, the opening theme for the movie The Confidence Man JP, episode of the hero Confidence Man JP, A.U. Hen.
Mixed Nuts was composed and written by Satoshi Fujihara for the anime Spy X Family, with the family theme in mind, as well as the main character's Anya's love for peanuts.
Yeah, like I said earlier in the in the episode, I was like, this song initially, it's not like I didn't like it, but it was like I wasn't wowed by it, and then. It slowly crept on me. And I think the reason why that I didn't appreciate the song in the beginning is because I didn't watch the anime of it. Yeah, so I was just like, I thought it was just like, it was a very funky song. I didn't understand it. And then now, like, oh, I totally understand it. There's like spy elements to it. And like, and like, it's kind of retro too at the same time. Like, it's a good song.
I think it's the theme of like incorporating like nuts is very cute for Anya, the character.
Yeah, totally.
So I think, yeah, if you watch the anime, you definitely get more out of the song and you can connect some of the lyrics and the vibe. But yeah, like you said, if I didn't watch anime and just listened to the song on its own, I think it's like a pretty solid song. It's very cheerful, up Official Hige's like alley.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's an enjoyable song, and it deserves the hype that it has.
Yeah, and season 2 is coming out soon, so
yeah, that's exciting too.
Yeah, ooh. I know. I started watching Spy Family very late in the season, unlike other people.
No, that's smart. You can't like binge all episodes at once.
I know, but like, man, I wish I kind of watched it along with other people so I can feel hype for every episode with other people on the internet. But
that's what you can do for season the core two, the second core.
Yeah. And speaking of which, it makes me want to read the manga again, because like I stopped a few years ago, so I should continue reading it.
And maybe you'll experience some more chemistry with the your and Lori Bolger. Maybe you might even get a kiss.
What? A kiss?
Yeah, coming at number 3, we have This Kiss by Vicky Blanca.
Number 3.
Love!
Shinari o wakakikake no mama.
Okay, spoiler, there's no kiss.
Wow, did I get my kiss? No, but continuing to the excerpt, Yamaike Jr., better known by his stage name Vicky Blanca, is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and pianist.
He started composing music when he was only in elementary school. With the aim to pursue music as a career, he decided to attend university in Tokyo.
Vicky Blanca's songs are best characterized by his individuality, good melodies, and his beautiful falsetto voice.
This gives me like old J-pop vibes.
Oh my god, I was gonna say that too! Like, and even the music video is following that.
Yeah, that's right.
Is this called vintage now?
Are we
in today's
old?
Standards? And they're even running through the beach too.
Oh,
it's like,
my gosh.
It's so early 2000s.
Yeah. I'm just like...
But even though, like, the song is, like, has, of course, the inspiration of, like, early 2000s, there's still some modern, like, notes into the song. Like, you know, the singer's voice and, like,
mm-hmm.
the synth of his, like, voice, too. So... yeah. Oh, not the dancing in the beach too. I'm watching the music video, sorry guys.
It's like very like, oh, we're gonna have fun. It's like friends having fun on the beach. You have watermelon, you have a dance party, you have just like people just chilling and vibing.
Yeah, but, I guess this was
I
guess this song was like the song of the summer probably. Because it's still staying at the same ranking on our chart right now
because people don't want to let go of the summer.
It's almost, it's literally going to be cozy season soon, right?
Yeah,
depending on where you are.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know, is it gonna be cozy season for you?
I don't know, but even if you're in Southeast Asia, you can make your cozy season by being in the air conditioning.
True. So we had such a great array of songs, and if you want to hear some extra songs in this episode, please join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
At number two, new on our list, is 3636 by Aimeon.
Number two.
ご飯の味も飽きてしまったの何の
Amion is a Japanese singer and songwriter who was influenced by her grandmother and father.
She made her indie debut with the single Anata Kaibo Junaika Shine, a release available only at Tokyo Towers, which entered the Oricon Indie's top 10 chart.
Amion is currently on her largest ever national tour, seeing the artist perform 28 shows in 14 cities throughout Japan.
On November 5th, Aimeon will perform her largest solo concert ever at Hanshin Koshien Stadium in Nishinomiya.
I was waiting for this song to come because she is your queen!
Yeah, I appreciate that she released a song later in like the ending of the summer.
Mm.
I was like, can you imagine if she like released a song during the height of the summer? I don't think it would work out with the vibe of the song.
Yeah, like this is a very calm, slow song and it's just relaxing.
So relaxing. I'm so used to her like more upbeat songs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a very nice change from what I usually listen from her. At our last announcement of the day, our annual listener survey is out. Take a 5-minute survey to let us know how you think about our podcast, and it can win you a free $100 gift card to the retailer of your choice. See our website at jtop10.jp/survey for details. October is the last month for all listeners to provide feedback on our podcast.
Coming at number one, we have Shinji Dai, New Genesis by Ado.
Number one.
Shinji Dai wa kono mirai da sky juu zenbu kaete shimaeba kaete shimaeba.
Metamorphosis, Shoten Music. らないものを消して、リアルをカラフルに超えようぜ。ミュージック今始まる Rising。 目をつぶりみんな手にけようよ、今よりいいものを見せてあげよう、この歌を歌えば。 You wanna break リアルゲームギリギリ綱渡りみたいな運命、認めない、戻れない、忘れて夢の中にさせて。 I want living 見えるよ新時代が、世界の向こうへ咲くよ。
Ado is a pseudonym of a Japanese singer who made her debut in 2020 at the age of 17 with the digital single title Usewa.
New Genesis is the debut single of Uta, the main antagonist in One Piece Film Red, and the theme song of the movie One Piece Film Red. It was first released on June 8, 2022, and this song is a collaboration between the singer Ado and songwriter producer Yasukuta Nakata.
In 2014, Ado took an interest in music after the video sharing website Nico Nico was released on Nintendo 3DS. She began watching videos on a small screen of her Nintendo 3DS and was impressed by the cover singers on Nico Nico who sang without showing their faces. In 2017, Ado began singing as an internet cover singer on Nico Nico. Man, this song is like the rage right now.
I love it. Internet. It's so unique because it starts off with like just her voice and then it like vamps up with this crazy like pop synth music. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very classic of the Yasutaka, I think. Mm-hmm. It's just like his signature style. Yeah. To have that. And I love this song. It's so great. What do
it
you think
really
of it?
It is really good. Yeah, every person on YouTube right now is covering this song. At
really?
The moment. Yes,
oh
they
gosh.
Are. Like, VTubers, normal people, you know, the whole shebang. Every mom, father, grandma is singing it.
Okay.
Just kidding. But yeah, I love Ado. Ado has such a... She has such a musical singing like prowess slash like ability that like not many people have in Japanese music. It's like her singing is just like the vocal range is so crazy.
It's crazy.
She can, like, so crazy. She can like growl. She can do whatever. Like she can do pretty
she
much any type of style she wants.
Amazing control and like flexibility in her voice. And when she like goes from a low or like one note to another, like it sounds so cool, like that transition she does.
I know. And I'm like,
what?
And how does she have the stability to keep the note not sounding like it's going to, you know, like it's not going to be like in tune. Like I don't know how she
like,
does it. And it's so hard to see a lot of people on the internet who tried to do like covers of her.
Oh no.
Cause like it's always a 50-50. There's like of course like the people who are really good at it, and then there's like people who like genuinely just wanted to try, but it's like, oh, it's hard to keep up with the queen right now.
Yeah, and I think the coolest thing about her is like you don't know her face. It's like she's just She just is known for her singing ability, which is pretty cool.
She's so young. Because she just debuted from Usewa at 17, right? Which was mm-hmm. in 2020, right? From mm-hmm. what I remember.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 years and she's 19. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm excited for her career.
Yeah, that's her career is like just popping off at this point.
I know, and I wish for more and more and more success for her because
yeah.
she's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're done with our countdown, we have more extra songs for you to listen to. And starting at our indie spotlight with the band The Pulpy Principle, and the song is Sekai no Tomodachi featuring Yuko, 2022.
Yeah.
The Pulpy Principle is the stage name of Yannick, an independent artist from Germany.
He is inspired by 80s J-pop, EDM, dubstep, and techno music, and is the sound designer for the High Passion Studios, a video game and music studio.
He has helped create several indie video games, including Pet Home Rolling, Glabar's Fishing Adventures, and City Without Lights.
If you guys enjoyed this song, please follow The Pulpy Principle by their YouTube channel, Instagram, SoundCloud, and Spotify.
This song is so funky.
It's so funky, and I can totally see his inspiration of 80s Japanese music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
80s Japanese music is city pop, right?
Yeah, it definitely has a city pop feel, and even the our image that is on the music video is very city pop.
This is what I love about indie music, our segment for it. Mm-hmm. It's just a highlight for showing how much, people all around the world love Japanese music and they're willing to make Japanese-esque music for their own enjoyment and for other people too.
It's
amazing. He's from Germany.
Yeah, it's like a international collaboration because you have a Japanese vocalist and you have a German songwriter, and it's just whoa, look at the influence of Japanese music. That's so cool.
Yeah, keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah. That's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed. And to give you a sneak peek of next episode, Tassie and Christine will join together to bring you the latest news from the past 2 months and our latest news episode in a week from now.
Hey, yeah, hey. Come listen to me and Christine babble about news.
We'll do.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening. This was Tassie.
And Lydia.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.